of the patients who received drugs, 356 were given empiric amiodarone and were not considered eligible for sotalol due to concerns about heart failure. Of the remaining 153 patients, 79 received amiodarone and 74 sotalol. The outcome of the study was of extreme interest to the electrophysiology community. The Data and Safety Monitoring Board in April 1997 looked at the survival data of the 1016 patients and terminated the trial prematurely. They found that at a mean follow-up of 18.2 months, the accrued death rates were 15.8 plus or minus 3.2% in the ICD group and 24 plus or minus 3.7% in the drug group. Thus, the survival figures represented a decrease in death rates of 39 plus or minus 20% at 1 year, 27 plus or minus 21% at 2 years, and 31 plus or minus 20% at 3 years. This is a striking reduction in total mortality because of ICD therapy and is the most compelling evidence to date that the ICD accrues a benefit in these high-risk patients. The average length of additional life associated with the ICD was 2.7 months at 3 years.